Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Containment increased to 80% on the Loon Lake fire Thursday as the UAF Wildland Fire Crew Nanooks were inserted into the fire and worked with Gannett Glacier Fire Crew to search for heat and mop up deeper into the fire perimeter. Cooler, cloudy weather recently has moderated that fire behavior, with no fire growth and few areas of smoke showing. A fire break has been cut around the fire, and crews have a hose line around the entire fire perimeter, allowing for significant progress with mopping up. Tory Short, Type 3 Incident Commander trainee, says that 100% containment is expected in the coming days.
So we currently have the fire at 80% contained. The crews are doing great work out there. They're gritting and mopping up 100 feet and a little bit deeper in other areas. We expect in the next couple days to be at 100% containment, and we're going to transition back to the local area to a Type 4 IC on Saturday. And at that time, we should be at 100% containment. So after we give it back to the local unit, we're still going to have the UAF Nanooks crew here, and they'll be dealing with any mop-up, any other gritting, and looking for heat as we continue into the fire season. So hopefully within the next couple weeks, they'll have this fire wrapped up, and they can move on to a higher priority fire or a different fire in the state. But we will have folks on this until the fire is out, and the local unit will keep flying our people from the main office here at Soldotna Forestry out to the fire to mop up as needed.
Crews will be coordinating their areas of coverage, prioritizing mopping up the mosaic edges of the Green Islands within the perimeter and along the edge of Swan Lake, with the constant concern of interactions with bears and other wildlife. The crews will continue focusing on maintaining clean camps and backhauling trash each time a helicopter lands to deliver personnel or supplies. On Saturday, the Gannett Glacier crew will be extracted and returned to Palmer before their next assignment. The objective for crews and fire managers now is to mop up the fire 100 feet or more inside the perimeter to lessen the chances that it may cross control lines. Kenai National Wildlife Refuge managers elected to take 100% suppression on the fire. And a reminder, temporary fly restriction remains in place with a 3-mile no-fly area from the center of the fire. And as always, stay up to date with the latest on the Loon Lake Fire at Radio Kenai. Alaska State Troopers on Wednesday responded to a South Miller Loop Road residence in Nikiski to investigate a disturbance that happened earlier this week. An investigation revealed that 49-year-old Edward Dwayne Baker of Nikiski threw frozen food at a family member, causing her injury and pain. This according to the Alaska State Trooper dispatch. Contact also was made with 34-year-old Miranda Lynn Martinez of Nikiski, who reportedly is on felony probation on an original charge of second-degree attempted misconduct involving a controlled substance, with conditions of not to be around other felons or to possess prohibited weapons or controlled substances or paraphernalia. Both Baker and Martinez were arrested and remanded to Wildwood pretrial without bail. Baker faces charges of fourth-degree assault and domestic violence. Martinez faces charges of third-degree misconduct involving weapons and a probation violation.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.